Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are back.
Welcome back to The Stroll Show with the C and the Flow.
What's up, guys? We took a little break
last
week.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Well, we were bumping and dumping, I don't know, in AC for one of our friends' birthdays. So we thank Point of Order, who you just heard. They covered for us last week. So
thank you,
guys. Blip, blip, blip. Load the clip.
I don't know. Yeah, so we were in AC, so they covered for us. They were doing their thing. And, you know, now we're back. I feel like it's been forever, honestly.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It does. And you know what? As soon as I heard that song, A Little Cerveza by Ballyhoo, I was right back. I was right back where we belong.
Took us to that beachy place we once were.
But anyway, I'm the sea, and sitting across from me is
the Flow, guys.
Is the Flow. And you are talking to, or we're talking to you, and you're listening to two owners of a new, brand new, well, kind of, the game is old, but the Pokemon is new. Mew and Gengar trainers.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, from Pokemon Blue, okay? We have been going on the journey of Pokemon Blue. I guess because this Pokemon Go thing is reignited a flame that kind of was already lit. Like, you know, you're a Pokemon fan.
Yeah, we're Poke fans, I guess. Yeah.
We also do the TCG. So, look, we're OGs with this shit. And he bought the original OG Pokemon Blue Game Boy game. And you want to tell us a little bit about the glitch quest that went on playing that game?
Yeah, well, I know we played, as kids, we've played the OG games. And then we finally, I was like, you know what, I'm going to buy this Super Game Boy, which basically you can play Game Boy games on the SNES. So this is all old technology that I have.
I was very excited when I saw that. I didn't know that existed when I was a kid.
I didn't know. I just found out about it like maybe a couple months ago, which is weird. So I was like, all right, we're going to play this game. So we start playing the game, and we start watching, you know, on the side. We're like, let's just watch some YouTube videos and stuff. And we learned about this glitch, so to speak, which actually lets you catch Pokemon that I don't know if you guys play the game, are basically impossible to catch.
Impossible.
Mew is not in the game to catch. So
right.
It's like, all right. That I was like, I was intrigued by that and that alone. I was like, all right.
Gengar is also not in the game to catch, right?
He is not. No, you got to trade with another Game Boy, which is impossible for us to do to get him to evolve. So that was also another... we got to do it.
So, well, I mean, we'd heard of glitches before. We neither of us have ever actually executed a glitch in any game because there's, you know, I don't know if you could do that in so much of the new games. I feel like those are mostly like glitch free, that it's too well developed,
or like they know of the glitch already and they want to.
They want you to do it.
Yeah, they want you to find the glitch. But I think this was more of you're basically hacking the game in a way to get like you're kind of messing around with the code behind the scenes.
Right.
So what we did was. You know, we had a game already saved. We deleted that. Started anew because we already passed the point of the glitch.
Right.
Kind of like in Back to the Future.
Right.
Passed the point of no return, so we couldn't go back. So I was like, all right, listen, we're going to do this.
We needed to hit the lightning bolt like right at the exact time.
Oh, yeah.
As we were passing at 88 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. And we returned. The picture came back to normal and everything. And
my hands came back.
Paul's melting. His Mickey Mouse sweatshirt was fading away.
I love that shirt too.
I do. That's a great shirt. It's like 1980s Mickey Mouse.
Can't beat it.
So I'm like, all right, we had to do this like weird trick, you know, controller trick.
Mm-hmm.
At a certain point, you got to like talk to a guy.
You mastered that within like three tries.
Yeah, because the thing was, I didn't want to actually get up. To actually reset SNES, which
because you have to reset
who know me,
if you mess it up.
Exactly, you have to reset because there's no way to like restart the game in game. So as people who know me know, I don't like to get up when I'm laying down. So I was like, I made sure I had to master this trick real quick before I actually had to get up to
actually do it. And I've never seen you do anything more.
I was more motivated perfect. At that moment, yes. So we had to do this like weird trick. I talked to somebody.
Trying to explain.
Yeah, like, it's like you got to watch a YouTube video on it. Go look up. Because I didn't learn this myself. We actually learned this through YouTube videos, and it was basically it's how to catch Mew on the. It's called the Nugget Bridge in the right before you verse Misty. For all those who watch the anime cartoon of course, as well, she was the second gym leader with the Staryu Star Me. That's besides the point, but you could.
But it's part of the point.
It is part of the point. And so basically, we did this. We executed. We caught the Mew, and then we were going to go do the Gengar one. But I realized that I messed it up, and there was another person in our way to get to another guy. You had to do. If you watch the video, you'll understand. So basically, I started doing the cheat for every person that we talked to because it's supposed to glitch with another trainer.
Right. People who play the game, like when you incite a battle, when a little. What's it called? The icon pops above the guy's head, a little exclamation point.
He's like, oh.
And he like walks up to you and he's like, oh, you want to go? And I'm just like, what do you think I'm standing there for, big boy?
Yeah. Even though I have no choice. I have no way to accept or deny this request of yours.
So when he talks to every person after initiating this glitch, I said initiating because that's not a word.
It could be a word.
Initiating. After initiating this glitch, he was able to talk to each person, go back to the bridge, and that would trigger a new Pokemon to come up.
And it was always like a rare guy that you can't really, it's not easy to get or at such a low level.
Right.
And
so we were excited. We were actually like,
we should have recorded it.
Yeah, we should have recorded it. But hey, doesn't matter. You know why we're talking about this today? We have an actual amazing special guest for all you Strolagtites, Strolagmites out there. I guess maybe you've seen, because he's been trending on Facebook, the man, the myth, the legend, who actually might be the very best like no one ever was. Jason Page is on the show today, and maybe you don't know who Jason Page is, but...
Yeah, you wouldn't know him by name alone.
Right, but he actually is the voice behind the OG Pokemon theme song, and he's on the show today, so, I mean, isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. That's very, very topical of us to get somebody that's, you know, trending in the world today.
Right, and he actually is... I don't know if he's from here, from New York, but he went to LaGuardia High School.
Which your brother goes to.
Which my brother goes to.
Will one day be an alma mater unless he doesn't graduate.
I think he's going to finish at this point. All right. I think he's almost there.
Congrats, still.
He's going to be a senior. So he's there. He went there. And then he went to NYU. I assume the Tisch School, which is where all the actors and famous people go.
So he's, you'd say he's very, he's trained in the arts at this point. He's very... He's involved in a lot of different things as we've read because you know we have to say, who is this man Jason Page, who is he? Let's get to know him.
So we're gonna get to know him today. So we're gonna give him a call in a few minutes and let us know if you have any questions. You could tweet us.
Live tweet us
because we can live tweet us. We can do that.
I'm on my phone. I can check.
Steve's at the helm right now. He's at the helm. He's gonna be accepting all DMs. Because our DMs are open forever.
Always open, these DMs.
Let us know. It's at @Stroll_podcast, right? I believe that's it.
Stroll_podcast. Yeah, right. You can find it. Even if you just type in the Stroll Podcast, it should still come up in a Twitter search.
Yeah. Listen, if you can't find the Stroll Podcast, you need new fingers and new phone also to type on with those fingers.
Throw out that flip phone. Get with a smartphone.
Maybe we could, you want to play a song, perhaps?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, how can we intro Jason Page at this moment? I mean, a man who needs maybe a little introduction.
He needs a little introduction, but his voice doesn't. When you hear that voice.
That's a powerful voice.
Yes. And you know what? He's not what I expected when I see pictures of him. I'm like, man, like, he's a cool-looking dude, but...
Yes, he looks like your dad, as I told you before.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's been a couple years. Maybe he looked different back in the day, you know? But
he could have. I actually... We could do. I don't know, you know, if this is too cheesy.
Oh.
I have the Pokemon theme song queued up if we'd like to listen to that.
Well, I think there's only one way to do it, and that's the way. So treat us with this.
You want
to
treat it?
This jam.
Remember that when we were listening to that the Pokemon Christmas album?
Yeah, the Pokemon Christmas Bash.
Yeah, so this is basically, I assume it's off that album. So if this kind of goes a little awry, you know. Don't say I didn't warn you beforehand.
Well, after this, we'll be back, hopefully with Jason Page. We have his phone number. We're going to try to call him.
And then dial those 7 digits.
Yeah. And then we'll talk to the man himself. So you're listening to The Stroll Show on Radio Free Brooklyn, and we'll be back after this. I want to be
dressed like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. Each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside.
Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all.
It's you and me. I know it's my destiny.
Pokemon,
oh, you're my best friend.
In a world we must defend. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all.
Our hearts so true. Our courage will pull us through. You teach me.
There you go.
That was the full version. Not a lot of people know that full version.
Yeah, I gotta say, I really didn't know there was a full version of this song until I watched his the YouTube video, because you always just see it from the
intro of the show.
Yeah,
because
you can't get a 3-minute intro to a show.
No, it's true.
Like, as we're talking like Family Matters.
Yeah,
like,
when sometimes they do the extended intro,
and it takes everyone off guard because it's kind of like the background noise, and then you're like, hey, what was? Wait,
they're
still going?
Like, they still have got more, so that they can use it if they like, you know, have a shorter episode of the show, probably.
Yeah, they're like, all right, we're sending the Carl Winslow when he's like on the bike or something. But we're going to patch in Mr. Jason Page right now.
Whose voice you just heard singing that song.
Yeah, he gave it with such gusto and conviction. It was beautiful.
Amazing. It's like, you know, I wonder what he thought when he was recording that. Like, what is this Pokemon thing? Like, and he had to like really deliver the goods.
It's true. I mean, especially, you know, at the time when it was only a thing maybe in Japan.
Yeah, and no one knew what the hell it was, and no one knew how successful it was going to be, obviously, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it just exploded on the scene. Like, so we were youths in that time.
And his voice has lived with us for a long time, so I'm kind of excited. Yeah, to
like, I didn't even think about the voice. You're like, oh, we got the guy from, like, shit, I never thought about the voice behind the song.
It's so smooth, you just accept it for what it is. It's almost like, that could be just like a... not even a person singing that. It's so clean.
And it's like it just found it wild. It's like it's just in nature already. Yeah. Like it was just waiting to be found.
The Pokemon song always existed.
It did. And then
it was never created.
Before Pokemon, the Pokemon song existed.
It's like the immaculate conception of a song.
Oh yeah. So all right, let's go dial in our big boy Jason.
And don't forget to tweet us at @stroll_podcast with your questions if you so choose. If that's your fancy.
All right, here, let's give this a little ring here.
He's dialing the phone, ladies and gentlemen.
He's got his digits.
I wonder how many rings it's going to take. Maybe two? Three? Over, under on the rings, Steve?
Ooh.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Yes?
I would think so.
Do you hear it ringing?
It should be, right?
I don't hear.
All right, maybe he's got to pick up.
Yeah, let it ring. Let it ring, let it ring. Will the man answer? That is the ultimate question.
So, you know, maybe is he in LA right now?
I don't know. He knows we're in Brooklyn. Well, that was Jason Page's voicemail, everybody.
Yeah, so he's not available at the moment. Maybe he had to go run to the bathroom real quick.
Yeah, we'll give him a call back in a second. Until then, we'll await some questions, perhaps from.
Yeah, give us the. you know, at times like this, when the phone doesn't work, it's always good to do a read.
That's true.
You know, so let's. We got some activity going on right here at Radio Free Brooklyn. You know, and we just came from a meeting last night, actually.
This community meeting.
And you know, we were hearing about the what's coming, what's the future of Radio Free Brooklyn, things like that. And you know, we were talking about we want to host more contests. We want to, you know, build a relationship with the community and everything. So we have a little contest going on right now. And let me read for you here.
Well, I'm excited. I feel like you're about to like tuck me into bed. You give me my warm saucer of milk, and then you're gonna say, "Hang on, before you go to bed, Paul."
The cat Lenny would appreciate this. We have a cat also in studio who's meowing like crazy today. Yeah,
he didn't like when I went into the bathroom before because he was in there eating, and that's where his kitty litter is.
It kind of sucks.
I think he thinks that that's his house.
But he also eats where he shits, so that's a little weird.
And that's something that's, you know, humans wouldn't do that. Never shit where you eat.
Actually, unless, you know, you bring drinking with you to the bathroom.
Well, yeah, that happens.
It does happen. But anyway.
Just read.
Let's do it. All right, be sure to tune in to Radio Free Brooklyn Monday through Thursday of next week and... Yeah, well, just next week. Yeah. it's like a weird thing here. August 1st through 4th, as we'll be giving away a free pair of tickets to see none other than Herbie Hancock live at Prospect Park on August 11th.
Herbie, by the way.
That Beverly Hills Cop, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So tune into Brooklyn Bandstand live Mondays through Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m. or hear Hammer with the very lovely Ramel Wood, who actually trained us when we first started.
Big ups to Ramel. Blip, blip.
On Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. for your chance to win. There's only one pair of tickets that will be given away to each winner, and you must listen to win. So be sure to tune into Brooklyn Bandstand and Earhammer next week. So guys, if you know, love the sights and sounds of Herbie Hancock, you know.
These tickets are worth like $50 plus.
Yeah, it's like and they're for a good cause, even if you wanted to go without trying to win. I think it's like they're going to like a donation or something.
Right. Part of the proceeds. It's for a fundraiser of sorts.
Yeah, so it's for a good cause, and you get to see some good music.
Yeah, so that was that. We did our read, and I think you were great.
I did pretty good.
Let me just be honest.
I was loving this something up here. I always try to mimic Joe Beningo and be like, what is it? What do I got? What do I got coming in?
The immortal Joe Beningo.
Yeah, bless that man.
The OG like fan turned like radio host. like he was that guy before they started doing the contest. Remember, like
oh yeah. He's basically like Mark Wahlberg in Rockstar. He's basically a fan of the band he goes to see, and then by some sheer miracle gets the microphone put in his face and they're like,
"I love that! I love that movie, by the way."
Yeah.
Oh, we got like a little
construction going on upstairs.
A little action. But so maybe we should try giving Jason a call one more time. You think it's enough time has passed?
I think so. At this point, you know, maybe he's finished eating. He probably heard, you know, we come on roughly around that. That lunch hour.
Yeah, that's true.
Or that brunch. Well, on the weekend, I feel like it's more of a brunch hour. So he's probably getting his Eggs Benedict going with maybe a little steak and eggs.
He knows we're calling. I got double confirmation. So.
Double.
A double confirmation.
Let me try this doubly. Again. Let me try this one more time.
We should have like background music for this when we try to make calls.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like little like.
Cat hair on the microphone.
That's gross. Cat hair on the microphone. Steve's dialing in the number. Maybe we'll talk to Jason Page as long as he's not in a slumber.
Did you like that number and slumber? I made that work.
I
that.
Thank you. Oh, there we go. Now we hear that.
There we go. Yeah, there was some button that had to be pushed in, and I got us. I got some of the control, tech control.
Come on, Jason.
Gotta catch him. So everyone just live tweet in right now if you got any questions, concerns, comments.
Hello, you've reached Jason B.
All right, so maybe not right now.
We tried. We got his, actually, we honestly have his number, clearly, because that's his voicemail.
I like that. I like that that's his voice on the...
Maybe he's trying to like get voice acting work through his voicemail.
Oh, imagine. That's actually a good idea. We could actually go do something like that.
But hey, maybe you want to play... let's see. Maybe we could play another jam. It's not Christmas time, so we can't really play the Pokemon Christmas album, which we discovered a couple months ago.
I don't know if I would let anyone sit through that again. I feel bad we had our roommate, Nick, sit through it. And I think he literally thought we were crazy. And I would not blame him if he thought so.
Yeah, I mean, we could give a sample of it if we so choose.
I'm scared. I don't know if it's worth it. You know, I'm very...
just to keep with the theme, you know?
That Pokemon theme. I know. Let me... Which is surprising. If you ever go on Spotify and you start looking for Pokemon, it's just... There's so many songs.
What would be the jams?
Well, we got... There's a Christmas Bash that came out 2007. I wonder if he was actually on... If Jason would pick up, we could find out if he was on that album. Then there's also a couple other... There's a Pokemon X album, a Pokemon 3 album, and then Totally Pokemon.
What? What is Totally Pokemon? Let's take a look at that.
What is it from? Oh, it looks like it's from the TV show, like not the
themes, like instrumentals, maybe, like from the backgrounds of the different. Because I know that there's another song Jason sang on Viridian City.
Oh yeah, I remember that one. That would have to be that's like OG show stuff.
Yeah, but I don't know what that means. Like we're going to Viridian City,
I could tell you what he's doing because. In the show, he's like going to fight the last gym leader, that guy Giovanni, who basically looks like a mobster.
Okay, yes.
Sally Fingers, one of our good friends we found the other day, came in. Yeah. And I think he probably knew him.
He worked with Giovanni.
He did work with Giovanni. He helped him out a little bit. But but that was the last guy. So then Ash is like running off, you know, from wherever he was originally. He's like running to Viridian City to finish off, get that eighth badge before you go on and fight the Elite Four and all that stuff. So that's just what that is. I don't see on here right now.
But I think he just did background vocals on that anyway. So,
but they must have been powerful background vocals.
Powerful.
What we could do right now.
I just keep thinking of the D for some reason. D songs.
We could put some new jams on right now that we've been.
Oh, you the pup or jank?
Stuff like that. I would love to do. I also just saw something else that my boy Jay Boog, but we won't do that right now.
Yeah, you know. It's up to you, man. If you have the power in your hands.
Oh man, you know I'm gonna do it. Let's do some new stuff. We like to be current music, you know, and do stuff like that.
We still listen to current things.
We don't listen to Pokemon theme song basically all the time. Yeah. But when we don't listen to Pokemon theme song, we discover this new band called Pup that's on Side One Dummy Records, which is like Big D and the Kids Table.
Yes.
And things like that. So
some sizable bands on there.
They are pretty sizable and some tasty jams nonetheless. So we're gonna put on. We're gonna put on Pup for you guys right now. We're gonna do. There's a new album called "The Dream Is Over." It just came out maybe a couple months ago, and this is a great.
The song has a great video. Probably one of the best videos I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, this video. It's for DVP is the name of the song. And basically, if you go look on YouTube right now, we're giving YouTube a lot of play right now.
Yeah, just like YouTube needs more and more subscribers.
Exactly. So, but.
About 17 billion people use that a day.
Yeah, so basically this theme song, geez, I'm still on Pokemon, but this this music video is basically all the lyrics of the video are embedded into old like school SNES NES video game like screens of like characters talking.
It's amazing. You gotta just see it.
It's pretty dope.
But must be seen to be believed.
Exactly. So we're gonna let you hear that right now. So you guys are gonna listen to Pup live on Radio Free Brooklyn Stroll Show. Still working on getting Jason Page back on here.
We're getting Jason Page. Don't worry.
Hopefully he's just charging his phone. We'll find out.
Maybe he has a pager, so I can send him a page to Jason Page.
We'll beep him. We'll beep him real quick. But guys, enjoy this jam while we go work on some stuff.
Yep.
Oh, yes. A little Pup Live for you right here, Radio Free Brooklyn.
What'd you think of that? I'm asking the audience. I'm waiting. I'm waiting with bated breath to get a response. Audience?
Oh, we love it, Paul. We love it. that was great. This album, if you guys are looking for something new to pick up, you know.
Yeah.
Pup.
And
the
also.
The stream is over.
Jank, too.
Yeah, that's even more under the radar than.
Yes, that's true. Pup is a little bigger than that.
Yeah, they've been blowing up on the scene as of late. It's like new, like, reset. I don't know if it's like emo, but it's like kind of like on that, like, resurgence of like all this, you know, older emo type music.
Yeah, it's like the kids are growing up.
It's
and they're
true.
Making their own bands. And I noticed like a lot of the references that are being made in the songs that, like, by these younger bands. Like, they talk about a lot of like video game things and like current things that like people in our, I guess our generation. Like, like Jank had a song where they were talking about having a girl come over and play Katamari, which is this, do you know that game, Katamari?
No, it sounds like a food, actually.
No, it's like this game.
Katamari.
It's this game where you go around just, like, rolling up items, like, you're this little alien dude, and you're trying to make the stars out of all the items. So you get so big at a certain point, you're rolling up mountains, and you're rolling up, like, land masses and stuff.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty sweet. But anyway, so, like, that's the kind of stuff that they talk about.
And it's very you know, it's to our times and very
yeah, it's different and it's cool and it's like it makes me feel old but in a good way, and then I could still like the music that people younger than me are making. Not that I'm super old, but I assume people in Pup and Jank are at least my age, if not
a little bit. I think like 25,
maybe a little
younger,
there,
a couple years younger.
Anyway, but you know, sometimes the 90s was a magic time for us, and now I guess it's like we're growing up, but we don't want to let go of that time. Like, I guess it's similar for our parents, like with the 70s or something, right? I mean, like that time when you were growing up and you have this, you know, emotional connection to it because you were young and free, and you know,
and times are different.
Times are different now. You know, I was watching Double Dare last night.
Did they make a new one?
They did, and
is that the one you watched?
No, they did, like, they interspersed old ones with new ones. So like they had an old episode on, and then during the commercial breaks, they showed clips from the new thing with Mark Summers, right?
Oh, Mark Summers is on it.
Yeah, hashtag Mark Summers is back, bro. That's
Yo,
what the
Mark,
Splat was
welcome
all about.
Back. Welcome yeah. back. We've missed you.
People don't know the Splat is something that's on Teen Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Steve went and covered the '90s Fest, which was sponsored by Teen Nick and / The Splat, which is this now playing all these old school 90s shows, which is pretty cool. I enjoy it very much. And
we watch nothing better than watching Rugrats at 3 a.m.
Yeah, nothing at all. And they know when to put it on, too. They put it on at the perfect times. But anyway, so I was watching that last night. And then the new episodes, guess who was on it? Guess who?
I have one guess, but one guess.
You can have multiple guesses.
But I can have multiple guesses?
Yeah, there was... three people in particular that you need to guess. There was that, and they was obviously celebs.
These are Nickelodeon celebrities.
Yes, certainly.
Okay.
So
now, this is Double Dare, right? I think
Double Dare.
So it's the teams. It's 4-on-4,
four blues versus four reds.
Okay, so I'm assuming one team is celebrities.
There was mixed celebrities into two different teams.
And then like just like
randos,
random kids or men like us,
men and women.
Okay.
But older people, and the funny thing was that they were doing this in a seemingly like a bar. So there's people, like older people were there like cheering on, and like they showed their drinks and stuff. Like I was like, what the fuck? What is happening? This is crazy.
It's the edginess of the Splat.
Yeah,
I assume. I mean, we cover 90s Fest. We know what was going on backstage.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. We're all growing up, but we don't want to let go of that 90s nostalgia.
That's very true.
But anyway, get your guesses out.
All right, I'm going to guess Kel Mitchell.
That's right.
Okay, I didn't see this. I'm just going to go. I'm basically going off of...
You got one.
I don't think Keenan would do it.
Keenan was not there.
I would guess Lori Beth Denberg.
Oh yes,
because she's not doing anything.
Nope, she was there and she looked basically the same.
She's still rather large in charge.
She was you know, bigger.
She's funny, so it's okay.
Yeah, she was funny.
Comedy trumps good looks.
Sometimes it helps.
Ask Jonah Hill. The skinnier he got, the less funny he got.
Or Chris Farley.
R.I.P. Chris. But let me guess this last one. I want to say our boy, Danny Tamborelli.
He was the star of the show.
Was he really?
He was the star of the show. For those of you who have been following us for a while, you know that we've interviewed Jounce, which is Danny Tamborelli's band, who's actually based in Brooklyn. Danny Tamborelli was the guy on Pete and Pete.
The little guy.
The younger Pete. And yeah, he came to our apartment almost a year ago now.
Which I can't even believe.
Yeah, and we shared beers and broke bread. Well, not really.
But we didn't. We broke that barrier.
Yeah, we broke
between
the barrier.
Celeb and, you know, budding celebs.
Yes, and we got them before they started doing this old 90s Nicktoon thing where he's like now become like resurgent on that thing. He's on it pretty frequently. So I wasn't surprised when I saw him on the thing, but he was there and he was like, anytime that someone needed to speak or needed to say something, they gave the microphone to Danny. Like he was basically the star of the show.
Oh, good for him. You know,
but he was on the team with Kel Mitchell, so it was pretty awesome to see them like buddying up, like, ah, we knew that guy. Maybe we're like 6 degrees of Kel Mitchell right now. We're so close to Kel.
It is. Because, I mean, Kel really fell in some hard times, I think.
I don't know. I feel like he's, I don't know. I can't speculate.
I mean, I remember we looked into Kel Mitchell because, you know, after we got Danny Tamborelli, you were like,
sky's a limit.
Yeah, we can just basically work for Nickelodeon at this point.
Yeah, right. Exactly. We can basically just make a new cartoon.
Yeah. Imagine us in a cartoon.
Rubbing elbows. I'm telling you, that's going to be the cartoon.
That's the cartoon. Yes. I want someone to draw me as a cartoon.
We tried to make that happen for our logo. Remember?
Yeah, no, I don't know what happened with that guy.
I don't know. It fell through.
He must have had too many projects.
But we have a sketch of it. We have a sketch of it that we can share maybe on our Facebook page.
And Instagram. So you know, the Stroll Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Stroll Podcast. Yeah. All our social media.
So maybe we should give Jason another try.
We're gonna give Jason another call.
Just one more try.
All right,
we're at the half hour mark here. We still got time.
Yeah, we always got time.
We got time.
I'm getting sweaty. So.
It is hot as F down here. Hot AF, as the kids would say.
There is an air conditioner right behind me.
But we are forbidden to use it during live shows.
Yeah, so we can't actually turn that on right now. But what we're going to turn on is this phone. So guys, give me one more minute. Bear with me. As I now know Jason's number
by heart.
We can call at night and be like, yo, Jason, you had a great day. You had a good day. He's like, yeah, you did, Steve.
He's like, I got you, Steve. Thank you. Thank you, Steve. He doesn't sound like that at all.
He does not sound like that. All right, let me go give him a call. I'll entertain you with
I'll make up an improv song again. Let's see. Yes, picking up the phone, dialing in those numbers. I already used slumbers, so I can't. You know what? I should just stay away from numbers. That's not an easy rhyme to make happen. Phone is ringing.
All right, number 3.
Oh well.
Hello, you.
It sounds like it's picking up, but
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, but it's not.
All right, well, that was Jason's voicemail yet again.
Voicemail.
He sounds like my grandma when he picks up with that, hello.
He's obviously putting that on.
Yeah, hopefully everything's all right with him. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably a busy guy, but he did confirm with me twice that we were going to talk about this. So
we'll see.
We'll give him one more try maybe later.
Yeah, we'll give him like 10 minutes. But
we want to play another song while we wait? Maybe play some Jank.
Oh yeah, let's do some Jank. I threw this plug. I was just like,
I like exploded out of your hands. It's like it had a rocket attached to it. Play this song. The top song that comes up is a really good song. This song, Caitlin.
Okay.
It's an interesting song with a little twist. This band is from Philadelphia.
They Philly, yeah.
They're a Philly based band. Again, they're like a pseudo. Where they on their Facebook, it's like weed pop. That's what they call themselves.
I don't know what that really is.
I don't know what it is either. But when you hear it, you'll understand. And yeah, they're like another one of these up and coming bands that I think we're both really into, and hopefully we can share the goods with you Stroll people out there.
Yeah, maybe we can get them in studio one day.
Yeah, we're trying.
We're working hard back here.
We're doing the work back here. We just wish people would reciprocate a little more.
A little love, a little love. All right, we're gonna throw on Caitlin right here. Hope you guys enjoy it. Radio Free Brooklyn.
We'll be right back.
Oh yeah,
that's a great song. I like that.
Jank,
a little jank for you all.
Straight from Philly, you guys looking, you know, for new bands to check out and you know yeah. whatnot.
They're currently on tour.
Yeah, are they coming up to Brooklyn or no?
I think they are, but I think I'm going to be away.
Oh, so like probably like end of August.
Yeah, I think they're coming. I can't remember exactly when it is, but I think my phone just died, so I would have.
I could probably look it up because apparently. I can find anything in basically a second, but as we do that, you know, as we continue to conversate.
Yeah, the quest to unearth the gem of Jason Page continues live on the Stroll Show on Radio Free Brooklyn. If you're just joining us, we've been trying to contact the man, the myth, the legend, who is the voice of the Pokemon theme song, and
maybe he's just building. He's adding on to his lore right now.
Maybe he's gonna give us like a quick 5 minutes, and then just be out and just continue on with his day,
on his journey.
But yeah, so the Jank tour, the band that we were just hearing before. Have you found it?
I there's this weird thing that goes on with my Facebook where if I try to click on a page,
yeah,
it says it can't connect right now when I clearly am in.
You are connected.
When I am connected.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go through Google. I'm gonna like circumvent the system right now and try to beat it. But yeah. In the meantime, well, a couple weeks ago, after we had that the suicide prevention hotline, the To Write Love on Her Arms,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh, I'm gonna go to Warped Tour. I actually did go to Warped Tour. I dragged Steph with me. This is my girlfriend, and
hey, I remember. Yeah. I remember her.
Yeah, you know her. You may have met her once or twice. And basically, you know, we went. We got to meet a whole bunch of bands and get some autographs and stuff. And we actually got to meet Ballyhoo, who. For those listening, is our theme song.
That's awesome.
And it was sweet. And I wanted to get you guys to know one thing, is that the lead singer of Ballyhoo, and that was a cool dude, Howie Spangler. So what's up? And
Howie Spangler, that's a great name.
It's a cool name. But this man, I always saw him as he was very tall on stage. But having stood next to him, he is literally a foot and a half taller than I am.
Wow.
So I'm about 5'10".
That's a big boy.
He's like 6'5". I would have to say it.
That's a big man.
He's a monstrous man.
That's like Noah Syndergaard.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
like except, he's like 6'6".
But Noah, like you would expect Noah Syndergaard to be that tall. I feel like as an athlete.
Well, yeah, that's true. This man is not an athlete. Howie Spangler. He's Howie Spangler from Ballyhoo.
Exactly. He's just a really tall, lanky man.
Usually, people like when they're on stage, they seem bigger. It's like that thing in the mirror where it's like objects in a mirror may seem closer than they appear.
But
like people on stage may seem tall. Like I've had people like because I'm a drummer and I play a lot of shows, and after I get off stage, it's like, dude, I thought you'd be like at least a fucking half foot taller than you are, and I'm just like, I'm a small man.
Yeah. Why would you?
I'm 5'7" with my shoes on. Without my shoes, I don't even want to speak. I don't dare speak how tall I am.
You have a very tall demeanor. I think that's what it is.
Oh, well, I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you.
I think that's good. I
appreciate that. Yeah. I got a big heart.
Very big heart. Very, very passionate man.
Yeah, I am. That's true.
And now I'm now on Jank's page. I had to circumvent all of...
Yeah, we're trying to find out when Jank is on tour so you guys could see them. And we're also stalling because...
that's not what we're doing at all. That is not what we're doing. We're providing you with lots and lots of interesting information. No, but they are going on tour. It looks like August 4th they're going to be actually playing with the Crucial Dudes.
Which is amazing.
They have their band picture is so amazing. It's literally five dudes surrounded, sitting on a table with two full pizza pies.
Pop punk pizza party, bro.
We're going to make that a thing one day, and that'll be it. Until then, there's actually going to be no other dates aside from that date.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm
I know they're on tour. I know that.
I believe it. I just don't know.
They just put out a new thing. So, anyway, you want to try to give Jason one more call?
We're giving him one more shot.
One more call.
One more shot.
Apologies to anybody tuning in. Maybe we'll try to reschedule with this man if we can't get him on the phone.
Yeah, you know, we like to give you goods. Yeah. We don't like to tease and then not provide.
Something must have came up. Maybe there's a miscommunication. Maybe he's in L.A. and he's not up right now or something. I imagine he's an older man. I don't see him sleeping in past 10 o'clock.
Yeah, you got to get that morning paper. I mean, right now it's almost 10 o'clock there. So let's give him one more ring.
What time is it, by the way, big boy?
It's 12:48 and 3 seconds now, if you ever want to know the accurate time.
If we can get a 5 to 10 minute interview with this man, I'd be happy.
Hey, you know what? We appreciate any time that he may give us.
All right, let's see what happens.
Here we go again.
One more time.
Now, the digits, I know these digits by heart. I don't even know my own like parents' cell phone numbers.
Girlfriend's number.
Yeah, no, that's not, well, we, of course he knows that, Megan, of course.
No, I mean, you know, yeah, yeah. No, I do.
You do know it. All right, here we go.
Sometimes I forget there's a microphone in front of my face, even though clearly it's very large. All right, trying to call Jason Page, singer of Pokemon theme song, one more time.
Here we go. I got this phone thing down, Pat. You're listening to The Rings. Should we leave him a voicemail?
You know what? We'll try to get him on next time.
Yeah.
Hello?
All right. We all know, very familiar with that.
Yeah.
We're very familiar with that voicemail. I don't even have a voicemail thing set up on my phone.
No, me either. It's like, and that's why I kind of was happy. At least it proves that I had the right number.
That's true. Yes. It's like his business phone.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, apologies. What can we do? We have 10 minutes left on the
show.
We have about
2 men.
You know, and we tried. We had his phone number, so we obviously didn't lie. I didn't pull it off of the internet. I was given the phone number.
By the man himself.
By the man himself via Facebook, and he was very excited to talk to us.
He did say, I saw the messages, so I believe it.
So maybe we'll try to get him on next week. Maybe next week we'll do like a dual episode.
Ooh.
We'll do two guests in one to make up for it, because I know we might have another guest.
Oh, I don't want to say anymore. I don't know now. I just have no...
That's the one thing when you call in people, that you can't guarantee that they're going to answer the phone.
Yeah,
you can't guarantee that they're going to call you. You have to sit around and fucking wait. You have no choice.
It's like waiting for the guy to come to install your dishwasher or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Or like the cable
between
guy.
Between 8 and 8.
Yeah.
12 hours I got to wait? I ain't waiting 12 hours.
Like, come on, man. You know, I understand people have lives and, you know, we're not Kiss FM or like, you know, Z100 or something.
Yeah, but Z100 wouldn't even, you know,
no, but
you
I mean,
don't give love to anybody.
Right. So we're trying to give love and get love back. And sometimes it doesn't happen the way it is. But when people actually come to the studio, then we can guarantee that we're going to have another voice
exactly.
on the show.
That's so true. Unless we find Sally Fingers again. I think he may have went away for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I think something happened at the restaurant. A couple of FBI agents went there and
just looking for some questioning.
Little,
just
kind of curious.
General questioning.
Yeah,
but next week,
yeah,
we
let's
may.
Do a little, let's do a little housekeeping. Housekeeping. You want fresh towels? Housekeeping.
Let's come back later. Come back later. I don't need this right now. Yeah, but next week, we were trying. I've gotten contact because we'd like to do this. As you can see, we like to do some throwback stuff to like childhood, as we talked about the 90s fest and
mm-hmm.
more of this nostalgia filled, you know, trying to give people.
It's a stroll down memory lane. So
exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's basically what the stroll, you know, motto comes from, is just like kind of strolling around.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever comes up, whatever comes of way.
That's
like
right.
That song, you know?
And this week was supposed to be Jason Page of Pokemon fame, the theme song singer of Pokemon, the theme song.
He's catching some, he's catching some Z's right now.
Yeah, he's playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, imagine if he was. He's like, I gotta choose. Either. Maybe like a super strong Dragonite came out.
You know what? All bets are off if that happens, big boy.
And then he can just, I respect it.
What am I supposed to do? What are you supposed to do?
You gotta catch it. You gotta catch it.
Upper 2000s level Dragonite.
Ooh, I don't even know how you catch that, actually.
No, you need a lot of great balls.
Oh, man. Yeah, but next week, I was in contact. I don't know if everyone's seen the movie Rookie of the Year.
If you haven't, just watch it. It's amazing.
Just watch it. That was like the first movie I remember seeing in movie theaters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It was like, because that came out in 93, so it must have been like 6, I guess.
Wow.
Right before my sister was born, so yeah. Maybe early on.
Dang.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
That is a long time ago. Great, great film.
It was a great film, and it was a...
Daniel Stern's in it as well, right?
Daniel Stern. I think he produced it. I think he was at the helm, because he was always good with the kid stuff.
Yeah, good for him.
He's a great guy. We need to see him
Maybe
more.
Maybe we can talk to him. You never know.
Yeah. Give him a call.
Wink, wink, wink.
Give him a call.
Yeah, we just give him a call. Just get anybody's phone number.
And then we'll just get digits.
Well, we're good at getting phone numbers. We're not actually good at getting guests, I guess.
It's like if you go to a bar and trying to pick up a girl. We get the digits, but we don't get anything after that. Not that I'm doing that anymore.
They phoned us. Listen, we're already digging ourselves enough hole.
Exactly.
Let's talk more about the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, so basically, everyone knows Henry Rowan Gardner. Phenom pitcher, child who slips on a baseball, breaks his arm, and then when he gets the cast removed, first slaps the doctor's nose, breaking the doctor's nose.
That's right.
Screaming funky butt loving, as we all know. I didn't need to say that. And he then starts throwing a baseball, and he's like throwing super fast. So
some magic happens.
His tendons heal too tightly.
Right.
Which I don't know if that really makes you throw the ball faster. I'm not a doctor.
Right, it's like the opposite of what R.A. Dickey happened to him. Like, he didn't have the right ligament in his elbow. and he had to throw slower, but then he figured out how to throw knuckleball. This guy, his tendon was too tight, and he was like, it was like a rubber band firing out 150 yeah. mile an hour fastballs at the major league level.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So. And Gary Busey's in there too, by the way.
Oh yeah.
As Chet the Rocket Stedman.
That's right.
Man, can you sign a rocket?
I'm just gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch that movie tonight.
I have it on DVD, which I purchased in a 2-pack at Best Buy with the Sandlot.
I mean, what else do you need?
That's the best 2-pack, I think, of DVDs to ever be purchased.
But the man himself who played Henry Roman Gardner.
Yeah, Thomas Nicholas.
Thomas.
Also from American Pie 1, 2. I don't know if he did the third one. Maybe he did American Pie Wedding.
I totally forgot he was in that, too.
Yeah, he was going out with Tara Reid in there.
Wow.
Yeah, I just watched the movie the other day. Not because I knew he was coming on the show, but because I was like, I want to remember that movie.
Well, he's got a band.
Because Thomas Nicholas Band, I think.
Is it very... Thomas Ian Nichols?
Yeah, but he dropped the middle name.
He dropped the middle.
Yeah, and they're basically, you know, they're producing a new album called, I think, The Frat Party, and it's like some cover songs and like American Pie themed music and things like
that.
Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah, so I was following him on Facebook the other day, and he was actually in Chicago, I think, promoting the band's, because it's been like a pledge
good
thing.
Good move.
So he basically got to throw out the first pitch with the band wearing the Henry Roan Gardner Cubs shirt.
Right, because in the movie, he plays for the Cubs.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Leading the Cubs to their first World Series ever.
Right.
That's amazing. Even though everyone on the team got hurt before the World Series. So I don't know how that actually happened.
Truly amazing. And then didn't he lost the power of... You know what? Let's not ruin the movie.
Yeah, the spoiler if you haven't seen it in, you know, 25 years.
Point is, we pray, we hope... that we're going to get this man on the show.
Yeah, I can't guarantee. We can't guarantee anything anymore. And word is, you know.
You never know. Maybe we'll have a big like 90s extravaganza.
We'll have a round table in here.
Yeah, and we'll have maybe both Jason Page and Thomas Nichol. Is it Nichols or Nichol?
I think it's Nicholas. Like Nicholas? I thought it was Nichols.
Thomas Ian Nichols.
I thought that sounds really cool.
That sounds right to me.
That does sound right. You know what? That's his name. I'll make that executive decision right now.
Well,
so Big Tommy Boy, you listening? I know you're traveling around promoting the new you know, Frat Party album, and I respect that.
Also, I can't wait to listen to that. Is it on Spotify yet?
I think he's got some preview tracks right now, because it's not out yet. So, okay. But if you guys want to donate to his pledge money, you know, go give him some cash money.
And speaking of donating money.
Ah, yes.
Bingo, 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 blip, blip, blip. Here we go.
That's our soundboard until we find one.
I'm working on it. I'm still working on it. It's not easy. My computer sucks. If you guys would like to donate some money to us at Radio Free Brooklyn, not to us specifically, because we don't get any monetary compensation from any of us.
We get our joys come out of the guests.
Right, exactly.
Who answer us.
Exactly, when they do. And we're trying to raise money via the Patreon page. So you can go to patreon.com/Radio Free Brooklyn, and you can download, you can donate. And, you know, maybe download some cookies. I don't know. Maybe the website will give you some spam. I don't know. I'm just saying, if you want to donate, go to Radio Free Brooklyn Patreon page. And they give us $1, $2, $3.
I think it's like a subscription service, right? So you can basically...
You can, yeah, exactly. Set up $1 a month.
That's what he said. That $12 a year donation helps us go a long way.
It's huge.
Because if you guys don't know, we are in the basement of a bike shop in Bushwick.
Right. Which we're actually going to be expanding from come next year. Not to say too much about it. I don't know how much of this is well known. But so we're going to need money to help keep this place going.
Yeah. Strive to be alive.
Right. And the teamwork make the dream work. Also, another thing you could donate to if you have just money just dripping out of your pockets.
If you just found, you know, like, I need to give away some money right now. Yeah. We got you right now.
Our boys in a band called Float. Based out of Queens, they're trying to raise some money to go work with a producer and make a new album. So they got a good opportunity to work with somebody from who's worked with MLB and WWE apparently, and they got this really
PlayStation. Like, yeah, it's very interesting.
I would like to learn more about it. Maybe we could have them back on and talk about
it. Big boy.
They're trying to raise some money to get them to I think it's in Ohio. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, and good for them. You know, those guys, I got to give them credit. They've been hustling, and when we had them on the show, you know, they were, you know, they really had the heads on straight. They were really focusing
good
on their
dudes.
Future.
And you can go on their GoFundMe page. You can go on their Facebook. It's Float, FLOAT. You see the O is the only lowercase letter in the name, so you can't miss it.
Yeah, and the Float music, just in case some other Float comes up.
Right.
I don't know what other Float would come up. But.
All right, so that's it. No more money being given anybody as of for today. Thank you guys for joining us on Radio Free Brooklyn with Spin the Stroll Show with C and the Flow. Again, sorry we didn't get Jason Page on, But we're working on it for next week. Yeah. 90s extravaganza next week. Henry Rowan Gartner and the Pokemon theme song guy. Boom. I'm calling the shot.
You're calling it right now?
Calling the shot. All
right, we're going to make this happen. We're gonna flex some muscle. And also, I want to bring one more thing up before we end this. If anybody here wants to be an intern at the Stroll Show, you can email us at strollpodcast@gmail.com, and we will give you no compensation.
Zero.
No college credit.
Nope, can't do that.
We're not really illegal. I don't know if we can even do it. I have to Google it to find out if we can legally do it. But if you guys want to learn some stuff and help us out, we're always welcome to, someone helping us out.
Yeah,
I guess.
For sure. Run the Twitter or something. Yeah, we're not good at that.
We're not good at that. We need some marketing help. But we've enjoyed your time. We thank you for your patience. And
we'll see you next week.
We will see you next week. We'll be here. Hopefully that 90s extravaganza of the poll is guaranteed.
I'm calling the shot. It happened. It's happening.
You're like Babe Ruth. Was that in the World Series he called that shot?
I have no idea. I'm not a Yankees fan. I'm not a Babe Ruth guy.
Yeah, not a big Babe Ruth guy. All right, let's leave you with a little cerveza for your face. Everyone have a good Sunday.
Oh, and one more thing. Vinny, are you up?
You up, bro?
Are you up?
He's always up.